Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. And a story from the Republican American Sherman resident Phil Cheney, a vintage BMW motorcycle expert, is recovering today from undisclosed injuries suffered in a two-vehicle accident in Kent shortly before 9 o'clock on Monday that resulted in his being airlifted to Hartford Hospital. The accident happened on South Kent Road at Camps Flat Road when a pickup truck driven by Tony Baker of West Cornwall, westbound on Camps Flat Road, proceeded through the intersection when it collided with Cheney, according to state police. They said Baker was not injured. The accident is under investigation. The pickup, which is registered to Northeast Building Supply, and the motorcycle were towed to Troop L in Litchfield. New York State Police from Dover Barracks began searching for an endangered adult in the town of Dover on July 3rd. Jacob J. Woodruska, age 23, of Dover, was reported missing by his family from White Farm Road. 6 feet tall, he weighs approximately 210 pounds, has brown hair and blue eyes. The last time Jacob went missing, he took the Appalachian Trail and was located in Massachusetts 9 days later. If seen, do not approach or make contact. Contact the New York State Police at 845-677-7300. Over the past weekend, Lime Rock Park announced that the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research has been selected as Lime Rock Park's official charity for this year's season, according to Skip Barber. Quoting here, "Each year, Lime Rock Park selects an official charity to support throughout the year, and we're pleased to select the Michael J. Fox Foundation as this year's benefactor," end quote. Quoting Barber, "This charity is near and dear to our hearts, as our good friend and former race car driver Sam Posey has Parkinson's. Sam's been a champion not only on the track, but as an advocate for finding a cure for the disease. Through our fundraising efforts this year, we hope to have an impact on the lives of all those who urgently need a cure, including Sam," end quote. Well, today, the Sunset Music Series continues in North Canaan at the Couch People at VFW Post from 7 till 9 p.m., rain or shine. Live music, food vendors, car and motorcycle crews. Tonight's band is Dan's Roadhouse Country. More information is available on Facebook at Sunset Music Series. Beginning tomorrow, running through the 8th in Great Barrington, is the Berkshire Art Festival Juried Show. 200 artists, artisans featuring ceramics, painting, jewelry, glass, wood, mixed media, sculpture, fashion, and photography, including live music, workshops, demonstrations, food vendors, and children's activities. It'll be tomorrow and Saturday from 10 till 6 and Sunday from 10 until 5 at Ski Butternut. On July 6th in Rhinebeck, Oblong Books and Music, a book launch for Francine Prose's What to Read and Why, in which she celebrates the pleasures of reading and pays homage to the works and writers she admires, at 6 p.m. In Millerton, there's a benefit concert coming up on July 6th. The Old School Band performing at the Millerton United Methodist Church at Duchess Avenue Friday at 7 p.m. to benefit the church's restoration project. They play folk rock from the 60s to the 90s. Tickets are $15 for adults, children under 12, free when accompanied by adults. A free car seat checkup is happening on Saturday, July 7th from 11 till 2 at the Amenia Firehouse. No appointment needed. Certified technicians will check your child's car seat to make sure it's properly installed, the correct seat for your child, the proper direction, not recalled or expired. Technicians will also offer information regarding making the transition between car seats to booster seats and regular seats. It's sponsored by HealthQuest. July 7th in Millbrook, the Merritt Bookstore, a conversation with Joseph O'Neill, the dog, Netherland, about his new book of short stories, Good Trouble. That's at noontime. On the 7th in Rhinebeck, it's Wilderstein Summer Party. Enjoy an old-fashioned carnival-themed cocktail party. Refreshments, carnival games, entertainment, house tours, a silent auction, and more. It's at 5 p.m. The Stanford Grange will sponsor a summer penny social on Saturday at the Stanford Grange Hall on Route 82. Doors open at 5:30. Calling begins at 7. Penny items at a dollar table, homemade baked goods, theme baskets, 50-50 drawings, special drawings, and door prizes. Summer items will be featured. More information at 845-868-7969. Bushnell Sage Library on Main Street in Sheffield will host an exhibition of paste and paper collage by Robert Schmidt and Ruth Drysdale. An art reception comes up on the 6th from 5 till 7 p.m. More information at the library. Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad on Sunday has their pancake breakfast at the firehouse, 7 till 10:30. Also going on Sunday is the Falls Village Tag Sale at the DM Hunt Library from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. Of course, Sunday, it's the big downtown event of the year in Falls Village and our corner, as a matter of fact. The ninth year of the Falls Village Car Show in Falls Village, Connecticut. Street rides, muscle cars, classic cars, race cars, antiques, customs, imports, trucks, motorcycles. It's brought to you by Jacob's Garage, Toymakers Cafe, the Falls Village Inn, and Old Yankee Street Rides. This year, you can meet Dennis Gage as he films his TV show, My Classic Car. All proceeds benefit the Falls Village Volunteer Fire Department. And on Sunday evening, the Doughboy, once again statue in North Canaan, will be the site of concert. That concert is Janet Romeo. It's rock pop tunes from the 60s. By the way, if it's raining, you go to the Pilgrim House. It's presented by the Cranford Club. And in Great Barrington, the Guthrie Center presents John Davidson, singer, songwriter, and storyteller for a night of evening of humor, inspiration, and music at 8 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 24,174.82. It was down the last time the stock market was open, 132.36. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7502.67 and the S&P 500 at 2713.22. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.